Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block if I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a Sprint. I feel a vibe and I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff for law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. For pressure, bust pipes, I know I spat it to y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me, hate this. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coolio, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show, with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got the Dream Team, ICE, T Rizzy, the Styles of God. The weather is nice. It's like us, we hot. We in the building, baby. Shout out to my man Lil B. I see you, baby. What's your deal, Dream Team?
What's good, yeah. L Boogie and the Dream Team?
Yeah.
Man.
Nice
Nice day in Ohio, I tell you that.
Oh, man, beautiful nice day in Ohio. Nice day for a show. I want to give a shout-out. I ran straight off the baseball field to the studio to do the show. We just got finished winning 14-0. Shout-out to my baseball team, 7th, 8th grade middle school, Mansfield Tigers,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
Shout-out to my guys.
Oh, yeah. What it do,
yeah.
We walled out what on the throwback. What it do?
Oh, man.
We usually come on Wednesdays, but we come in today due to, you know what I'm saying, scheduling. You know what I mean? But, hey, it's Throwback Thursday, so we're going to throw it all the way back, man. Throw back them drinks while y'all listening to the Dream Team. Let's get started. Let's talk a little NBA first. We got the play-ins. We had the Los Angeles Lakers at home squeaking out a win against the Minnesota Timberwolves. We had the Miami Heat going down at home against Ice Tray. Now we got and we had the 9-10 playing yesterday. In the East, we had the Chicago Bulls knock off my young guy, man, the Scotty Barnes and the Toronto Raptors, and we had a young OKC team knock off the New Orleans Pelicans. Let me get started first with you, Styles the God. Let's talk about the Lakers and Memphis. Excuse me, not the Maker, but Lakers and Minnesota. How did you – what did you think going forward with the Los Angeles Lakers, man? How did you analyze that game? I'm going to start with you first, STG.
Oh, man. We was looking a little rusty, looking a little heavy, but we ended up pulling it out. What I seen was I just thought Minnesota coach went with the five guys too much. You know, he didn't use his bench a little bit. I thought he should have used his bench a little bit more. He played those guys heavy in Minnesota, heavy minutes, big minutes. You know, guys like Torian Prince, I thought he should have got subbed out a little bit. I know why he went with Mike Conley, because Mike Conley was shooting at a high clip and playing proficient. But Anthony Edwards had an off night. I thought he should have shut the young boy down for a little bit, let him think about it, then put him back in there. He stuck with him. But just looking at the game, D'Angelo Russell, man, he had me nervous. He was pressing. He was pressing a lot trying to get his old team. And it put us in some trouble with him pressing. Coach did yank him, though, and get those minutes to Schroeder, who played all right but made big shots. Schroeder made timely big shots. Austin Reeves, I felt like he played a little bit too much. I felt like he should have went away from him, went back to Troy Brown or Malik Beasley a little bit more. But I thought Malik Beasley should have got some playing time. He was shooting pretty good. I think he shot three out of four for the game. But I just thought he should have played Malik Beasley a little bit more for Austin Reeves, a little bit more minutes. But these guys is playing heavy minutes, big minutes. And I think that's going to up the L.A. Lakers going down the stretch if we don't get that rotation together. That's my take.
See, Rizzy, real quick, what you think?
Yeah, the Lakers. Damn, man, you got to fight to get back into the game, and then you get the game in hand just to almost give it away again? Come on, AD. You got to be smarter than that, big dog. Come on, man. The Kang that showed us what he worthy of. He trying to put the Lakers on the map again, trying to do this thing like they did when we were in the bubble. You know what I mean? But damn. Ooh-wee. Well, what a task at hand for the Lakers. I know ICE got a lot to say about them boys, but I'm going to say this. Good luck, L.A. Lakers. I know LeBron say, you know, it's about that time that he's feeling good and he got something to show to the world. I hope he's ready. I hope the Lake Show is ready because they got me hyped. They had me on the edge of my seat thinking that it was all good, that they was about to do something special. And here we go. Had to go into overtime just to get a victory. So I hope they can get it together. I know they got a couple of days off to get it together, watch some film, sit in the egg, get right. It's not a surprise. I'm glad that they beat Minnesota. I just learned this, Dream Team. Is it just me, or is the cat out of, man, he look awkward. He look very awkward doing what he does. I'm not saying that he's not effective with it, but damn, man, this boy be throwing blows. And come on, man, what's wrong with Minnesota throwing blows in a timeout? Damn, come on. What? Yo, ICE, boy, your Lakers got lucky. Talk to me. What happened? Minnesota gave it away or y'all took it?
Well, guys, I think people just go away from real basketball players, man. Like, you know, I mean, when you got a one-game elimination, everybody plays their best, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're a professional, I think. You won't put out, so you're going to be playing your best. It don't matter. But when you did lose Rudy Gobert, who was just probably, it's a 10-point score or less sometime. And then you had McDaniels. He's a great defender. But you had in replace, you had Conley, who's a true professional. And I proved this last game who's the best Ohio State guard that ever came out of there. Mike Conley definitely is. He was efficient last game. And he was efficient. And Anderson, he had 12 points, but he had 13 assists. Okay, Rudy Gobert, he's like, you know, so another, both of those guys combined not going to do that. You know, so the game is different when these guys know how to play basketball. Okay, the guy had 13 assists, okay, eight rebounds and 12 points. He started the game off with two straight threes. So these guys, you can have four players, or Anthony Edwards had a bad shooting night, but you still got players who know how to play the game. And D'Angelo Russell had a bad game. I don't think he'll go 1-for-9 again. But again, it's playoff time basketball. LeBron and AD played their roles, but you're gonna have to get that third or fourth guy consistent. And right now they don't have it. I think the third best player right now is Austin Reeves right now, and that's not good as a second year player. But he's a solid player. But I think D'Angelo Russell and Schroeder, sort of, he showed up big his last game. He can be sometimes, you know, the third or fourth best player. So we need that consistent now. Now it's a seven-game series. Now you know what you got, and you can, you know, start adjusting to that. So I'm still rolling with the Lakers. LB, what you think,
yo,
baby?
Big brother, boo! Come on with it. You saw the Lakers do what they did. Did they get lucky? Oh, they about to put in work now.
That's a good question, because I'm thinking with all the turmoil that Minnesota had going into the game, with all with the situation with Rudy Gobert not being in the paint, with only one really scorer on Minnesota's team, score, you know what Cat going to do.
Big Cat.
And my thing is, I cannot anoint Ant-Man because he's too inconsistent. He takes a lot of bad shots, and he doesn't take advantage of his size and his athletic ability. And you know what kills me about just the NBA community? Oh, man, he's still young. These guys have been playing a lot of basketball. I don't want to hear that young stuff when a guy has been playing for 3 years, been in the playoffs, or play-ins throughout the last 3 years. So I think the Lakers need to be biting their fingernails, because I thought they were going to blow Minnesota out, and they didn't, at home with a lot of turmoil. And like I said, it's bad. But a win is a win. You survive in advance. So they'll be up against Memphis, and we'll talk about those predictions later in the show. But real quick, before we get to the break, let's talk about the other 7-8, Atlanta and the Miami Heat. If the Miami Heat as good as we thought they were compared to last year, are they in trouble? Will they win the next game? But let's talk about that game before we go to break and get on to the 9-10 and the playoff predictions. Let's go to you first, Ro.
Ro, you there? I think we lost Ro. STG, what do you think about the Miami Heat and the Atlanta Hawks? What do you think about that? Do you think that Miami gave that one away, or is Atlanta a formidable foe? Wow, I guess I done lost him. IC, you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Atlanta got a good coach too. And when they got, they got Quinn Snyder came in, man. It's a whole nother level. When it got to Quinn Snyder, because Quinn Snyder is a defensive minded guy. He's been to the playoffs almost every year. He's been in the league. Okay, that's all he know how to do is get to the playoffs. Especially when he was in Utah, they won 6 straight years. Okay, so he's always been accustomed to the playoffs. And when he just became the coach in the middle of the year, almost at the end of the year almost. So they're starting to finally get his philosophy down. But Miami is no longer the team that, they once were in the bubble, man. I love Bam Adebayo, but you don't have no two small power forwards down there. You got the Martin twins. They 6'8", 6'7". They really not the rebounding type of guys down there, man. You got the shooters and Hero and Kyle Lowry is on his last leg. He had a big game in the last game, but they lost him. But he had a big game, so he showed that championship in him. But Jimmy Butler opened his mouth up, and as you get older, man, you got to, he proved it a lot of times by going 6-for-19 against a now defensive-minded team with Quinn Snyder as the coach. And, you still got some guys like Trae Young is an all-star level, slash almost superstar. He's trying to get there, but he got the potential to be there. But he's definitely an all-star. And he played big this last game. And he had a big lineup, man, and they out-rebounded them guys. I think the brother Adam might have had 21 rebounds, 7. I don't know. He had a lot of rebounds yesterday, okay? And that's the problem with Miami right now. They're too small. And I like Atlanta's chances in the playoffs just because they you got a new coach, and they can score the ball, and they're long. So watch out for Atlanta to win a couple games. I ain't saying I think I'm making no noise, but it's a good experience for them right now to get in. And I like the other guard down there with Trae Young. He's kind of showed up, too, big time his last game, Murray. So watch out for Atlanta to win a couple of games in the playoffs.
Three. Tell you what, they might win a couple games, maybe one, but let's talk about their game against Miami. Miami, I was afraid they weren't even going to make the play-in. When I started off in the middle of the season, I saw their record. I didn't watch any NBA games in its entirety from jump ball to finish. I just was seeing scores and highlights. But I think that Miami, usually they get good development players and good backups, but I think they shot their wide. And my man Kyle Lowry is getting long in the tooth, and they're in trouble. They're in trouble going into tomorrow's night play-in against Chicago. They're in trouble, okay? They're in big trouble. And I'm going to say this about Miami. Miami looks like they've gotten old real quick. ICE, Miami looks like they've gotten old really, really quick. So
right.
I tell you, I'm being real. what's the word I'm looking for is they are very, very vulnerable going into tomorrow night. They're very vulnerable, and I'm gonna get this on to those teams who are playing tomorrow night. When we come back, we're gonna talk about the 9-10 matchup, and we're gonna talk about our playoff predictions, man, in the East and West. Three questions of the night. Which conference is better? East or West? Which one is better, East or West?
let us know when you call in. 515-605-9750. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. It's a lot of guys out there that got something to prove in these playoffs, and we gonna name them. Street!
Living like we in a race, I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. Lately I've been in my bag, bro told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a telephone foul. City to city, got girls going wild, and I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo solo got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them any bleeding room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gonna happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them snakes. See all the moves I've been making, by the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greatest. Watch how I move with this paper, I know if I stoop up one time, they gon' try to come take it. Really, is it getting these niggas be faking? I don't want they vibes, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chaser. I'm trying to get out of here and go taste it. Yeah, my diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. Wake up every day, somebody harassing me. I got rich, they need money, they asking me. I was sitting in jail, they look out for me. Ones who need me, no same ones who doubted me. I've been handling my own, they can vouch for me. They'll wait down with me, know that.
It's the streets of talking, sports talk show with it, Twisted Hip Hop. From a street perspective, it's Boogie, it's Ro, it's Styles of God, it's ICE. We in the building, babe. We were just talking about the 7-8 matchups. Let's get into it. We'll give a little brief 9-10, and we're going to get into our predictions of the 9-10 and who's going to win those, who's going to win tomorrow night when I say prediction, and prediction of the first round. We're going to get to that. Let's get to that. Let's go with the 9-10 first. SDG, I'm going to start with you again, leading off. Last night, an exciting game, you know what I'm saying, in the up north, in the north, with LaVine and DeRosa carrying the Bulls out of Toronto for playing with the Heat. They got to go to Miami. Who wins that game and why?
Man, I tell you one thing. I tell you that it was some terrible coaching by
Nick
Chicago. Yes, that was just terrible, man. He just let Zach LaVine go one on one and bring him back one guy. Man, you got to come up with a better game. Then you coming down, let your other guys go one on play one on one basketball, run some offense. You know, like. We gotta do better. We gotta do better as a coach. That was the coach's fault. There's no way in hell I'm letting Zach LaVine beat me like that. In the third quarter, Zach LaVine basically just said, "I got the whole third quarter. I just need y'all to play defense for me. I got the scoring. Just play defense. Ain't no way I'm letting a player do that to me. No way. And if they lose, and they out of there, he need to get fired." He need to get fired if they lose this game. He's got to have a better coaching game plan and come with it, man. And come with it. That's my take. Yeah.
STZ, he might need to be fired because, remember, whoever loses that 9-10 game, they're done. So they're going fishing. Toronto and New Orleans is going fishing so far.
Yeah,
ICE.
That was just a terrible coaching job.
ICE, what do you think, man?
Yes, man. Wherever Patrick Beverly goes, they win, okay? And
he did it.
Why are we talking? He only had 3 points, but he had a big three to put him up by three with like 2 minutes left in the game. I know Zach LaVine went ham, and but you know what I say is this right here, man. Guys try to get DeRosa and all these other guys' passes and shit, man. DeRosa was quite a lightweight, you know, you know, a superstar in his own right, you know, and he's an outstanding player, especially from the mid range, and a good score. So Chicago should be right there, you know they got a good all star, another all star in Levine, but they got a young team, man. But Patrick Beverly, every time he goes somewhere, man. And even though he didn't only score 3 points, though, he only had one assist. But he played good defense, man. And I think that's the two worst scoring guards in the history, Alex Caruso and Patrick Beverly, when they started. I think they averaged about 5 and 7 a game. But they disrupt guys on defense, man. And they've been winning games since he got picked up by them, too, man. But I won't be surprised they got in, right? No, they play Toronto.
Who wins between the Heat and Toronto? Between the Heat and Chicago to get that 8th spot.
I'm going Chicago, man.
The Hawks shot 10 for 48 and from the 3-point line and beat the Heat. The Heat does.
Yeah, I'm going Chicago, man. I think Patrick Beverly gets them over the hump. I mean, you got Zach LaVine and you got DeMarcus DeRozan. He's having another good year, man. He's a borderline Hall of Fame type of player. He's a 20-point scorer, legit. He's a professional. They should be able to drill the hump, with him and Williams. And I like Cody White coming off the bench. He's been scoring some fuckers. Like, he had that perfect game, too, for Phil, last game. I think it's 4-3-point range. But they'll get it to that. I think they'll get past Miami. If not, though, it'd be a great game by Jimmy Butler, because he can go off and become that type of player. But I think Chicago wins this game right here. This piece is tough.
Yeah, I ain't going with nobody else but Chicago. Chicago in the last 3 or 4 games, they just look like they weren't even coming to play. And then all of a sudden in the second half, they big dogs go to work. So between DeMar DeRozan's daughter being in the crowd and them boys just doing what they normally do, man, in the last 4 or 5 games, they just showed and proved that they know how to win from behind. Whether that be 15 points, 20 points, it don't matter. So I'm going to pick Chicago because I'm like everybody else on the panel. Miami just done got old overnight in the last 2 games, and I don't know. Damn, that's a good one. But I got Chicago, man. I just think they gonna find a way to do it again. So they gonna be in, and they gonna find a way to put pressure on. Ooh, wee, boy, down the East. Damn, they gonna have to play the Bucks. Yeah, and they gonna put pressure on the Bucks. Yeah, come on, big brother Boo. I know you don't like Chicago doing what they did. But hey, they put the young squad out, the second youngest squad out. So what you think Chicago can do?
I'm very disappointed in Toronto. That being said, I have I'm gonna say it one more time. I have no love for Chicago putting out my youngest Scotty. And you know what I'm going to tell the young boys tomorrow at the schoolhouse? Tune in, because you're about to watch two guys who made millions with the short game, and that's the mid-range. Watch DeRozan and Jimmy Butler put on a clinic and create for you. They're going to put on a show for you. I have to go with the better coaching. I have to go with the Hall of Fame coach, Eric Spoelstra, in this one. Somewhere or another, he's going to get it done, and I'm going with the Heat. And they're vulnerable. This is when they're at their best. I think the Heat, after they got embarrassed to me, because they looked soft. They gave up so many offensive rebounds. I bet you my man,
Big Haslin and Eric is putting on some old Miami Heat film, and Pat Riley then told them guys, if you don't play Miami Heat basketball on Friday, you will be not only fishing, but you will be weighing. Now, that being said, let's go real quick. Let's get the West in. When we come back, we'll talk about the East on the prediction. We know the Denver. We're not even going to talk about the Denver Nuggets and whoever they play out to play in tomorrow. Let's talk about real quick, Lakers, Grizzlies. Who's winning that series? Quick, Ro, who's winning that series? You got 48 seconds.
Even though I like Memphis and what Ja Morant said about he ain't worried about the West, yeah, you got to worry about the King. He showed. He put a crown on the other night. Say, damn it, I'm the king for a reason. So I'm going with the Lakers, man. I ain't knocking LeBron. That boy, they're looking good. So I'll go with the Lakers against Memphis. Yes, sir. SCG, who you rocking with?
SCG, you there? Well, I guess we lost him. ICE, who you got in that series?
Two words. LeBron James. Okay. Hey, listen here, man. They done broke you and put a foot in your mouth now, man. Okay. I think my guys focus you and lost the two of your big men. They're both out. Adam's probably out for the year. My man from Gonzaga, Clark, he's out for the year. So, and I like Jared Jackson, man. Nice year, defensive wise and scoring wise. But he's gonna be a load for him for Anthony Davis. And I like their guard play, but I also like the Lakers guard play when they are at their best. I like Russell. I like Schroeder, and I like Austin Reeves. Hillbilly Kobe, when he's on the game, even though everybody else struck, he still ended up having 12 points, 13 points every game, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 charges every game. You know what I'm saying? So if the guy comes to play, I think the guard play will be big. I'll let John Morant shoot the 3, but I won't let Danes and I'll let Brooks shoot the 3, but I won't let Baines and some other guys, Sue Jones, Trey Jones have been a solid point guard, so they got some good guards. So you just got to watch them. But I think the experience, I think talking a lot, I think, you know, we ain't got no back-to-back games. We get time to rest, and that's going to be big. These days right now is helping these guys. 4-5 days being off is big for them guys, man, for the Brian James, AD, Schroeder, who twist his ankle, Russell, who twist his ankle, get healthy and be off. You got a days to be off. I think their chances are good. Give me the Lakers in 7 for 7. Definitely for 7. Give me LeBron James.
Big brother,
well,
Blue.
We got.
Who you got in the 7-2 matchup?
We got SCG back. Let's get his take real quick. 42 seconds. SCG, who you got? Lakers or Memphis?
I got the Lakers in 6.
Street.
Get them bums out of here.
Wow. Now
everybody
it's
got
on
the
me.
Lake Show? Who you got, Big
no.
Brother Boo?
No. I'm going Memphis. Don't let this series go 7 games. If it goes 7 games, Memphis is going to win. Now, that being said, no disrespect to LeBron James, but Ja Morant has something to prove, too. I'm going to put my money on a young gun. No disrespect to LeBron James. He's a legacy. He's top 5 to ever do it, okay? But I tell you this, Ja Morant and the boy Jared Jackson Jr., they have something to prove as well. And so we'll see if Adams and Brandon Clark will be missed. But I have to say this, Ja Morant is something special. It's going to be very interesting to see. And LeBron James and Anthony Davis has something to prove. That's why I played that song. But I'm going Memphis in 7. Suns, Clippers. We're staying in the West. We're going to take a break and get to the East. But Suns, Clippers, go to you first, STG.
I got that's going to be a great series, but I got the Suns in seven because I feel like Kawhi Leonard going to get hurt in game four.
Ooh.
I got the Suns in seven.
See, Rizzy, Suns, Clippers, who you got?
I got KD all day, man. Y'all know what type of series this is. When it comes down to who needs the bucket most, there's only one guy who can get it for you consistently more than the next person. And the next person that can do it better than Kawhi, his name is K motherfucking D, Kevin Durant. And, I don't even have this one going six or seven games. I got this one being about five games because I got Devin Booker going off in one of them. Yeah, he going, oh, Lord. Chris Paul just might, you know, Chris Paul is known for doing something nasty in the first couple of series. So, yeah, I'm giving it to the Suns in like five games, man. I don't even see this one being, yeah, Kawhi ain't got enough. They ain't got enough to help old Kawhi, you know what I mean? So, yeah, the Suns in five. Come on, big brother ICE. Who you got? You got them Suns or you going with the Clippers?
Well, man, you know, I think it's going to be a great series, actually. And I think you're wrong on the Clippers not having enough talent. I think the Phoenix Suns don't have enough bench to me. They don't have no bench, really, to compete with the Clippers' bench. That's why I think it'll go seven. Because of that, I don't think KD can carry – I mean, Kawhi and KD will probably cancel each other out. And I think – Booker will get the better of Westbrook, but I think Russell Westbrook will probably be all over the field, all over, you know, with triple doubles, rebounds, assists. I think he makes a lot of players better. I just don't think seniors have enough bench to win no big games. I don't in a seven game series. That's not, and Chris Paul always falters. I don't want nobody to get hurt. I want everybody to play the series, and I think can beat them in seven just because of you know, the big man down low. I think they got more. But I think the Clippers they loaded. I think they got a lot of players over there. You know, and Powell's been solid. They just been solid all year. And I think their bench was helped them the most. But if they can, I think they'll lose this series. I think it'll go seven though. But the big four for Phoenix probably will prevail this right here, but I won't be surprised if it goes seven in a real good series, though.
Why everybody picking seven games? Come on, big brother, boo. Who you got? The Suns or the Clippers? Where the hell you go, boy?
Yes, I'm going with Easy Money Sniper, a.k.a. Kevin Durant, and the reason being because not only him, okay, but James Jones, the general manager, and Devin Booker, everybody ate and everybody got their money, and all the chips are in. And they gave up a lot, okay, for Kevin Durant. That being said, we know that the NBA and the playoffs is all about what, gentlemen? Superstars. And they have the better of the two. Yes, they have a bench, but it's the playoffs. And when they go on the road, it could be very difficult. I don't see the Clippers winning on the road. I see the Suns winning one or maybe two. It's going to go five or six, and that's it. That's it. Lad, let's say the best for last. Kings, Golden State, ICE. I'm going to hit to you first before we get to the break, then we're going to go to the East. Do you think that the Kings have a chance against Golden State? What's your prediction? Everybody has – hold on, let me see the timer. Everybody has 49 seconds, man. You're on the clock, ICE. Who's winning that?
Man. This is identical twins right here, guy. Okay, this system is from Steve Kerr's system. They're number one in NBA in scoring and efficiency, but they last in defense. Golden State is one of the worst. I think they're 10-31 on the road this year. One of the worst in the NBA. But I think it's going to go 7 with experience from the champions. I think everybody's coming back together, gelling. His mentor really taught Mike Brown how to really coach. You know, LeBron taught him how to coach when he went to the championship that year. Kobe got rid of him 5 games. So I think he learned his lesson, but he'll probably lose this series in 7. This is the series that Golden State probably win in 7, and they win a game on the road because of the experience and everybody's back. I'm going with the Warriors in 7. Kings will get experience and be ready for next year, though, but I don't think they have enough to beat the Golden State Warriors. The streets is talking.
Hey, Rizzy, who winning that series, man?
Man, this is why it's called a playoff. This is why it's so fucking hard. Mike Brown come from Golden State. The Sacramento Kings run the same system. It's nothing different other than you got one team that got the Splash Brothers and the other team that got the new one. So, I would give it to Golden State for the simple fact they are the reigning NBA champions. Oh, it's going to be hard to beat them boys. But if there's a team that can give them the most, yeah, it's going to be Sacramento. It's definitely going to be Sacramento. So, with that being said, yep, I'm going 6 games. Golden State going to have to learn how to win on the road. I know they won a couple of them right before the season ended. But, yeah, that was regular season. This playoff basketball, that's about to start tomorrow. So, yeah, they know how to do that for sure. I got Golden State at 6. Come on with it. SCG, who you got in this? Whoa!
Man.
Say the best for that.
Hey, we act like we don't know. Hey, Dream Team, we act like we don't know. We act like we don't know that. The little light-skinned dude, he may look like he having fun and out there laughing and smiling, but he is evil. You hear me? That little light-skinned shooter, he is evil, boy. He's a mother lover. He is a mother slacker. You hear me? He will turn up at any given moment. And let me tell you something. How they say don't bet against Tom Brady? I'm not betting against Steph Curry. I won't do it. I got Golden State in 6. I got Golden State in 6. That little light-skinned motherfucker, boy, he a bad man. He's a real bad man. You hear me? That little light-skinned dude running around is a bad boy. You hear me? And I will not lay nothing against him against. Not no Sacramento. Not against Sacramento. Nope. You need another bad man. You need a greater man to take him down. He's a bad boy. And that's my take. Golden State in 6.
Yeah, come on, big brother, boo. You know them Splash Brothers over there, they talk about what's going on. Who you got?
Again, it's billboard material for the first 3 seeds in the Western Conference. Because everybody thinks they're not formidable foes and will be getting knocked in the first round or second, meaning Denver. Who knows? Whoever wins tomorrow, they might think Denver going to lose to them, that they might have a chance. But these other teams, 2 and 3, really aren't getting that much respect. And that's bulletin board material for those guys. Now, will it motivate them to win the series? I think it does. Sacramento Kings are 3 for a reason. They're 3 for a reason. See, we get caught up, and when I say we, I mean me too. We get caught up on what these guys' resume has done. But today, right now, today, they're not as good as they used to be. Yeah, they're good. They're even great. But look what they're doing on the road. There's for a reason. Those one and two games, they're in that position for a reason. I'm going to take the Kings in seven. They're number one in point efficiency offensively. And we know Golden State don't play no defense. And let's not forget, guys, again, both those teams, the Lakers and Golden State, you're going to need some oxygen tanks sometimes. Because these guys are getting a little older, and they plan to get some young boys. They're going to have to take advantage of every possession and hope that experience prevails. That's why I'm going with the young guns. Street! And you said, we said this is throwback Thursday. So on that note, I'm going to play this for the guys who got knocked out of the playoffs or went fishing early. You know what I mean? It's the Steve. When we come back, we talking Eastern Conference, and we're going to get into the asylum. Lil B, Billy Field, BJ. You know what I mean? Let us know if you want to get in, man. Fly me a kite. Fly us a kite. Let us know after we do this NBA predictions of the first round, you can let us know how you feel. And let's not forget, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. You know what I mean? Street. It's throwback Thursday. And I dedicate this to the NBA guys who got knocked out, who went fishing. I know it is. Life's a bit of this. Street, so do this while you're on vacation.
Clothes, bank rolls, and hoes, you know what I'm saying? Yo, then what, man? What?
Visualizing the realism of life in actuality. Fuck who's the baddest, the person's status depends on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as 5%. But something must have got in us, cause all of us turn to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition. Keeping this rough for us and speak at a western society. Cause it provides with the proper insight to guide us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go, but as long as we leave and we'll be leaving with some kind of dozo. And through that day we expire and turn to vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers. Keeping it real, packing still, getting high. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly.
I woke up early on my born day. I'm 20 is a blessing. The essence of adolescence leaves my body now freshened. My physical frame is celebrated cause I made it. One quarter through life, some golly like thing created. Got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some. Load up the mic and bust one. Cuss while I puss from my skull cause it's pain in my brain vein. Money maintained, no go against the grain. Simple and plain. When I was younger, this I used to do my thing hard. Robbing foreigners, take their wallets, they jewels and rip their green cards. Just to the project flashing my quick cash and got my first piece of ass smoking blunts with hash. Now it's all about cash in abundance. Niggas I used to run with is richer, doing years in the hundreds. I switched my motto. Instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto. Once I stood on the block, loose cracks, produced stacks. I cooked up and cut small pieces to get my loot back. Time is ill-matic, keep static like wool fabric. Pack a formatic to crack your whole cabbage.
Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die.
Life's a bitch.
Woo-wee! It's comeback Thursday, and we get wild with it. We in the building, baby. We've been talking NBA all day on Thursday. Know what I mean? Does that make sense? That's what I tell my ball players. My suit. You know what I mean? So, hey, man, we've been talking the play-in. We've been talking the West Coast playoffs. Who's predictions? I have both seeds, 2 and 3, beating seeds 7 and 6, which is the Lakers, State Warriors. I have legends going down first round. I got legends going down first round. Everybody's against me. We all picked the Suns to beat the Clippers. Okay. And the play-in and the play-in
like
tomorrow. No way. I'm just, like I said, I'm just going to bring the oxygen tank for those two teams. And like I said before, it's a lot of storyline. A lot of people in these playoffs have something to prove. It's put up or set up. It's either building legacy or it's cementing legacy. Street, let's get to the East. We know Boston is playing Atlanta. We know that Philly's playing Brooklyn, and we talked about it, but let's reiterate it. Nick Cass, I'm going to start with you first. Start with you first, T-Ro, on 2-7. Atlanta got in. They're kind of hot right now. Do you give them a chance against those young guns at Boston?
Hell no. I mean, I like Atlanta. Don't get me wrong. They got a light one, too. But Boston is on a mission. So I ain't picking against Boston till we make it to the finals. Just let that be known. So we cut my take short. Streets, I got the light one and the dark one over in Boston, taking it all the way to the finals. Come on, STG, the young one. Who you got between Boston and Atlanta? You think Atlanta
got Hey, T-Raw, I'm going to keep it short and sweet, man. Trae Young takes the dumbest shots to be a superstar I've ever seen. The longest, dumbest shots I got. Boston in 5.
Yeah. Come on, RCE. Who you got?
Oh, man. Even though Atlanta's going in, you know, pretty hot lately, though, man. But right now, the team to beat is Boston Celtics. And I think they're on a mission this year. We got a couple player, all NBA players this year. I think it's Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. They got a sixth man of the year. And Bogdan. Arguably, you know, I think this is one of the top to bottom, the best team in the NBA, and they should be able to get to the finals, and it should be no problem right now. I think they beat them in 5. But they got Atlanta plays them good. They got some offensive weapons, but I just think they're just too loaded right now. Boston on a mission, man.
Big brother, boo! Who you got?
I think only our second time tonight, we're agreeing. I feel bad for Trae. They're going to put on a show. Every game is going to be marginable. But Boston plays defense. And without any interior for Atlanta, it's going to be tough for them to do what they do, because Trae gets a lot of points in the paint. And I don't think Boston's going to let that happen. So if you don't let him get in the paint, then he can't finish or throw alley-oops to his guys. So it's going to be tough. I'm going with you guys, 5 at most. Philly, Brooklyn. Brooklyn's in the house without a doubt. Who you got, Rizzy?
I mean, since the trade, I wasn't knocking Brooklyn before the trade, but I'm just saying, since the trade, Brooklyn looked different. Ooh, hey, I got Philly in five. I think Joel Embiid is going to show up to show out. Even though Brooklyn got the new coach, got the new squad that fit the way he coached, it still ain't going to be enough. It's going to look all right, but maybe next year. But I got Philly in about five. Yeah. Come on, young one. Who you got, SCG?
I got Philly in 5 seconds.
Three.
ICE.
ICE.
I got Philly in five, but I want to say one thing about
Mikal.
I want to say one thing about Mikal Bridges.
ICE, you said you got Philly in what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, sir. What?
I got Philly in five.
Oh,
MVP of the league. I think Joel Embiid be the MVP of the league. He should get out this first round easy. I like Brooklyn, but what I want to say is I like Brooklyn, man, where they had I like Bridges, where he had never even scored 30 points even in a college game or pro ever, and now he's doing it on a regular basis and already a first team, already a special player. Dinwiddie been traded back and forth, man. You know, but wherever he goes, he starts, he makes an impact. He can go to point guard, he can go to shooting guard. He's played defense, so I like where they at. They're young. I know they got rid of some great players, though, man, but they got solid players who fit the system. They continue to win, you know, when they made the trade, and then they continue to win. And that showed me something, but I'm going with Philly and five, man, MVP of the league, Joel Embiid.
Big Brother Boo, you going to jump off the platform or you going to keep it steady? Well, who you got?
I'm a, in the words of ICE, two words, Joel Embiid. They're going to sweep them. There's no answer for Joel Embiid.
Okay.
Okay.
Straight.
So that's it. So no sin, no more, no less. You know what I mean? From my man KRS-One. You know what I mean? Scholar Rock. See, I'm going throwback Thursday on you guys, man. I'm going to throw back 30.
Slow down,
Flav.
Slow down. My mind playing tricks on me.
I really don't see any problems with those guys. No upsets at all. Okay? So I'm definitely going with them. So, again, it's throwback Thursday. Hey, let's get hyped. We come back, we get in the asylum, man. We gonna get greasy, easy, and teasy. You know what I mean? On this Friday, on this Thursday. Again. I'm like Joe Torre. Shout out to my middle school boys baseball team. We won today. A no-hitter by my man John Tanner. 14-0. We improved to 4-1. I don't coach sports. I coach the kids. It's Boogie. It's Roe. It's ICE. It's Styles of God. And it's the street. And you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Oh,
you fat girl. Come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance. So you're humpy, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69 my humpy nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big,
I'm not ashamed, thick like a pickle. I'm still getting paid, I get laid by the ladies. You know I'm in charge, both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like lucid. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuit. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I get to bite it, I like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, but now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty dance is your chance to build a hump.
Come on.
It's the Streets of Talk, Sports Talk Show, from the Street Perspective. It's your boy Boogie, ICE, Styles of God, T. Rizzy. We in the building, man. It's Throwback Thursday. We've been talking to play-ins. We've been talking first-round predictions. And we're going to reconvene this going into next week. Styles, ICE, T. Rizzy in the West. They all are going with the Lakers over the Grizzlies. Boogie is going with the Grizzlies.
Oh, what's in your cup?
The Dream. Hey, man. Everybody on the Dream Team is going with Golden State. Boogie is going with the Kings.
What?
I have to, but we are in consensus with the Suns. We are in consensus with the Suns, and that's the West, ladies and gentlemen. We'll let you know going into next week about whoever plays the Bucks. We know what that is. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're in consensus on that. Okay, I'm pretty sure we're in consensus on whoever Denver plays. So we'll go with that, but. In the East, we didn't get to that. We talked about the Knicks and the Cavs last week. And T-Row, real quick before we get to the callers, you might have to give us time. But who did you pick? You picked the Cavs, am I correct? No, you picked the Knicks. You picked the Knicks. You picked the Knicks.
I picked Jalen Brown because of what he
right.
did.
Right, ICE picked the Cavs. Styles the guy. Who you get? Who did you pick? The Knicks or the Cavs?
I got the Cavs. I got the Cavs in six.
You got the Cavs in six. Okay. I love my Knicks, man. I love my Knicks. That's my team. But I'm gonna keep it so 100. I think the Cavs have, if not the best, arguably the best starting five in the NBA. And we know in the playoffs, starters get a little bit more minutes. So I'm going with the Cavs. But I got to be a realist. This going to let me know why we should have got Spider Mitchell. We messed that up. I love you, Jalen. But if we lose to the Cavs, heads going to turn. Because we can't lose to the guy we should have got. Okay? That being said, we all in agreement on the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers with winning their series. Let's get into the asylum, man. We're gonna go. I'ma tell you what's in my cup. I'ma tell you what's in it. It's not a cup, it's called a bottle. It's a bottle of you. That's what's in my cup. That's what's in my cup. They call it a bottle of youth. Right. And youth prevails in this time of some of these guys' careers. Some guys are hungry, and you could be hungry, and you might want to put it down, but we've been there before. Our mind says we can do it, but our body can't just do it. That being said, let's get to the asylum. All-time caller, all-time listener. He's via Cleveland. Hashtag WP, hashtag Wade Park, Philly Phil. You in the building, man.
Dream Team, what it do, my guys? Hope everything good, everybody.
Hey,
good.
Yeah. What it do,
baby? What's up, baby? What's happening? It's
got it.
I see it. Boo. What's happening? Okay, first off, I want to touch on the play-in games. A couple years ago when they first started doing this, I wasn't a fan. That shit over with. Big fan. I
I like to play in because it kind of separates. You know how like some bum ass team might get in late. You know what I'm talking about? And then you be like, damn, I don't want to see them. Whatchamacallit and them probably would have been a better opponent for such and such. That's what the play-in tournament allowed for. I like it. I wasn't a big fan at first, but I like it now. It worked out just fine. Y'all know exactly what I mean. It worked out just fine. I like it. But
some great
I want to say.
Too, big brother.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And I want to say, too, man, before I get off into my commentary, let's get this boy Shai Gilgeous-Alexander credit. This young nigga is a superstar, man. Can't be stopped. He a bucket a minute. You can't do nothing with him for real.
Big brother, if we go back, I rooted for him as MVP. I don't know if y'all remember, but I was like, that boy, they took it.
Hey, the young boy, man, don't do nothing but get buckets. And he guard people. I don't want to leave that out. Not only do he score, he guard people too. But I want to get off into Eastern Conference first, real easy. Atlanta, if you win a game, I might make a bet. I just don't see it. They getting swept. Gentlemen sweep at best. Philly. We don't discuss that. No, it's a sweep, man. It's not happening. And I also want to say, just in light of that sweep, I think it's time. This is my own personal opinion. I think it's time that we got to start acknowledging Joel Embiid is arguably the most talented big man to play. I don't give a damn what nobody's talking about. That's a problem, man. He a problem. I don't care who playing against him. He can dominate. You got to go double, triple him. Joel Embiid a problem, man. A real live problem. Probably the most skilled big man to play. If not the top three, hands down. That's a sweep. Cavs, Knicks, six. I think the Knicks decent, but they should not beat us. No way. Sweet. 5 or 6 at best. Knicks go home. They don't got enough. And if I can get Darius Garland not to make ridiculous turnovers and play out of control like he tend to do at times, Lord have mercy, we'll definitely be all right. So that's my take out the East. The West, as we're going to acknowledge what this Western Conference is, y'all, arguably the greatest set of playoff matchups any of us have seen in a long fucking time, man. Just call it what it is, man. That shit over there is insane, man. Like, you got 3 or 4 of these first-round matchups to be fucking conference finals. It's crazy. Like, it's crazy. But I'm going to have to go off. The only guarantee I can honestly make in this first round is whoever played Denver going home. That's going to happen. Neither one of these teams competing for the eighth spot got enough to beat Denver. They can make it interesting, maybe get a game. Hell, they might get two. Definitely one, but they'll make it interesting. But Denver sending whoever home. This Kings-Golden State series, very, very intriguing, man. I don't know how many people have seen the Kings play this year. The Kings are a problem. For real. Like, I don't know. I think this one, De'Aaron put his name on the map. We know about De'Aaron Fox because we sports watchers and basketball watchers. I don't think the masses really know how good that kid is. For real. Going to be a problem for Golden State, man. A problem. And that record, that 10-40, 30, whatever it is on the road, see, it's April, man. That shit don't matter. These dudes, the reigning defending champions, man. And until you got to knock them out. They ain't coming to give you nothing, man. They getting healthy, and it's hard for me to bet against the Warriors against a team that ain't been in the playoffs in 20 years, man. That's just hard for me to do. But that Sacramento, Oh, they're gonna be rock. It's gonna be rocking there. It's gonna remember back in the day when Weber and Mike Bibby and all them played. You couldn't even hear that motherfucker, man. So I don't even imagine it being no different when they suit up against the Warriors in a couple of days. The crowd gonna give them a boost, but it's just that part of me like I like Sacramento, but the Warriors, man, they just. It's going to be hard for a team that ain't been in there in 20 years to just step in and to beat defending champs. It's hard for me to – I can't do it. I just can't do it. The Clippers, arguably, Clippers might have the deepest roster in the league, man. But I don't have no faith in them guys,
what?
Man. The Clippers, you don't think they got one of the deepest rosters in the league? Shit me if they don't. But
I think that's
no Paul George. No Paul George, all bad. At least he could have made life a little difficult for Durant and Book, just a little. I'm just going to get buckets regardless, but I'm just saying make it a little difficult for him. Kawhi, like you can't guard both of them, Kawhi. You'll be dead. So, like, I just don't think first Phoenix going to beat them. The Phoenix gonna beat the Clippers. That's just what's gonna happen. The Lakers and the Grizzlies. You talk about a hell of a first round matchup. I just feel like can Memphis beat them? Ain't no doubt. Because they don't have no answer for Ja Morant. Like they don't have nobody can cover him. Like get the fuck out. Nobody can cover him on the Lakers. Is you crazy? But my thing is this. They don't have an answer for Anthony Davis. Like, no kind of answer for him, man. And if he play the way we know he can play, Memphis going home. Straight up. Like, they going to go home. I just think Memphis don't have a – I think Memphis is going to be too reliant on either Ja getting to the paint for a bunny or knocking down a three. And that all-or-nothing approach, ain't going to get it done. And if they ain't got nobody on their squad with a mid-range game, do they? I don't see one. I don't know a guy on their team can knock down mid-range jumpers. No. It's all or nothing. Drive to paint, a three-pointer, running fast break.
Yeah.
I think they going to go. I think the Lakers are going to beat Memphis, man. I really, really do. Like, they just don't have enough. Missing Steven Adams and Brandon Clark, man, that hurt right now. Like, for real. Like, who going to deal with Anthony Davis? Like, who?
Jared
it
Jackson.
Can't be Jared Jackson Jr. His fouling ass. I don't see it.
You have to. I'm saying he will get in foul trouble, but you have to put him on him. I mean, he's the only one left.
They don't have a choice. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't have a choice. They have to put him on him. And AD, the Lakers are this is the reality about the Lakers for real.
Can I give you a stat real quick though? Play in, no 7 and 8 seed has won the playoff series.
Yeah, 16 seed I never lost before either. Shit can happen, man. It's gonna be a first time for everything. I'm telling you. Like I just don't think Memphis. Especially with you, this is going to be the game plan for the Lakers. If they can knock down a few timely threes per game, they're going to be a tough out for anybody, for real. Like, the Lakers going to beat Memphis, boo. I'm telling you. Like, they're going to beat Memphis.
There's nobody that could beat LeBron James on the Memphis Grizzlies. There's nobody. Like, Dylan Brooks is too small. LeBron's too big and strong for all the wings they got. Ain't nobody out there. It's not happening.
I think the Lakers are gonna beat Memphis. Pack the paint against Ja. Get out on Desmond Bane. Get some people in history. He'll make some shots. Memphis played decent defense. Like, I don't think it's gonna be no walkover or nothing close to the sort. But I think the Lakers, it's going 6 or 7, for sure. And I think the Lakers gonna outlast outlast Memphis. Memphis just ain't ready yet. This isn't their time.
Right.
Their time's coming, but this ain't it. This ain't their time. They gonna be out of here. So them my takes on the first round of these playoffs, and I can't wait. Playoffs started. Oh, and I just want to say real quick too, man. As before I go, I know we like to see our people on TV, you know, commentating, discussing sports, all that kind of stuff. Can we start a petition now, man, to get Kendrick Perkins the fuck off the air, man? Please. Can we get this guy off this fucking TV screen, man? Please, y'all. I need this man off my television screen, man. I don't want to hear him. I don't want to see him. Get this guy. This guy. It's very, very hard for me to believe this man is actually paid commentate on the game of basketball, man. It's like when you see that, when you look up and see Kendrick Perkins on TV commentating basketball, know this, it is never over. It is never over for you. No, whatever dream you got, listen, whatever fucking dream you have, when you look at the TV and see him, you know, attempting to use the English language to talk about basketball, just know that whatever dream you got, you can still fucking reach it. Anything is possible in this world. Just know that. That's my take, y'all. Appreciate
that's my dog right there.
Philly Phil, and don't forget, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. There go Philly Phil, man. Stay on the line, Philly Phil. Let's see if, you know what I mean, the green-eyed bandit can't stand it. You know what I mean? He down in Cleveland, a.k.a. the land, a.k.a. HHB, a.k.a. Huff Heights. Z, you in the building, baby. I know you got some predictions on these playoffs.
It's always a pleasure to be on with you guys, man. I had to jump in, and I jumped in right on time too, man. Listen to the prognosticators talk about these NBA playoffs, man. So let's get into it. I jotted some notes down and listened to my man Philly Phil. Philly Phil had some good points. I guess I'll start in the East for you guys. We're gonna go, you know, 1-8 on down or whatever the case might be. But man, when you talk about the 1-8 matchup, do it really matter? Chicago, Miami, who it is? Giannis and them boys be putting beatdowns on guys, man. They're gonna sweep through that series. I don't even think there's much debate to even talk about that series between the 1-8, whoever makes it. The way Zach LaVine played last night, I'm looking for Chicago to get past Miami. But that's a toss up in itself right there. You're looking at the Boston and Atlanta matchup, and I want to say that's a sweep. But I'm going to give Atlanta one game. And the reason why I'm going to give Atlanta one game is just because Trey can go bananas and can go bonkers at any point in time. And if he had one of them 45, 50-point type of performances at home, they might be able to squeak one out. That's a big if and a big maybe. But just for now, I'm going to give Atlanta one game possibly in that series. But, I mean, that could easily be a sweep as well. They really don't have much to combat and to stop light-skinned, dark-skinned matchup over there with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, two of the most dynamic players in the league on one team, two wing players on one team. That's going to be tough for Atlanta to do anything with them guys. And then when you talk about Philly and Brooklyn,
same thing. Like, I want to say that Philly can sweep Brooklyn, but I'm going to give Brooklyn at least one game in that series. And the reason why is because, and we all know this, James Harden is going to lay an egg in one of these games. He's going to lay a couple eggs in a couple games in these playoffs. If there's one player, if there's one superstar in these playoffs that I'm putting an asterisk by right now, that's Harden. And there's a few guys in these playoffs that have a lot to prove. A lot of guys, their legacies, you know, different parts of the legacies, they're putting their legacies on the line right now. And Harden is one of those guys. And if Harden wants to change the narrative on him, this is a time right now where he got to step up and help Joel Embiid get to at least the Eastern Conference Finals. And that's a big if, because Boston and Milwaukee is on a collision course, for real, for real. But if Harden wants to change the narrative on him, this is his opportunity to do so. When you talk about Cleveland and New York, which is probably one of the most going to be one of the most viewed series in this first round. You talk about, El, I heard you mention about Donovan Mitchell and, you know, the Knicks missing out on Donovan Mitchell. Well, Donovan Mitchell might be first team all NBA, guys. And if he's, it's going to be hard, like you say, oh, we missed out on that guy. I mean, you miss out on a guy that can be potential first-team All-NBA. I don't think that New York can win this series. I think they can get a couple of games. I'm going to go Cleveland 4-2 in that series against New York. And the reason why is because Cleveland is just young. They still trying to feel their way out. They had a great season, but they still missing a bench. That bench is not where we needed to be. So I'm gonna give New York a couple of games in that first round. If we had a legitimate bench, I'd say the Cavs could sweep New York. But we don't have a legitimate bench. We're gonna be relying a lot on our starters, playing a lot of minutes. I'm going with the Cavs in that series against New York. The interesting matchups are in the West. I think the East, like, everybody's, you know, pretty much on par with how these games are going to go and what different players are going to do in these matchups. The West has the most compelling matchups. You know, I agree with Phil as far as these first round matchups in the West are, these are some heck of a first round matchups. Say what you want to say about the players and the teams involved, but they really are some interesting first-round matchups. Outside of the Denver, Minnesota OKC winner, that series can be a sweep legitimately. Memphis is one of the most dumbest teams in the league. I mean, Minnesota is one of the most dumbest teams in the league. They are not a good offensive team. It's amazing to me to watch Minnesota play. And I'm watching Carl Anthony Towns cooking at times. And then at crucial point in times in the game when they need a basket, they don't even look for Carl Anthony Towns. It's amazing to watch them play. I would love to see OKC make it into the playoffs, because I want to see the kid SGA. The kid SGA is special. They got a lot of young players over at OKC. It's going to be interesting to see who they keep moving forward and, you know, who moves on to another team or whatever the case might be. But I like to see OKC in, even though they don't have a chance against Denver. When we get down to the 2-7 series, the Memphis versus LA Lakers, everybody knows that Memphis does a lot of talking. Boy, I hope they're ready. I hope they're ready, because this series right here, I got the Lakers winning this series in 7 games, y'all. I think that Memphis is still too young, and they show their immaturity in the things that they say throughout the season and leading up to the postseason and the playoffs or whatever. Philly Phil made some good points. One thing
I kind of disagree with Phil on is that he said that the Memphis has nobody to match up with Anthony Davis. And I know that Brandon Clark and Steven Adams is in foul trouble, but the kid Triple J, if the kid Triple J can stay out of foul trouble, he's going to match the intensity with Anthony Davis, Jaren Jackson Jr. He can match the intensity with Anthony Davis as long as he stays out of foul trouble. And I definitely agree with Philly Phil. The play-in is definitely legit. It's added a little more flavor to the playoffs. I definitely agree with him on that. The key with Memphis is they missing two key pieces, that Stephen Adams and Brandon Clark. I mean, those are two key pieces for them to be missing in a series where they got to go up against LeBron James and Anthony Davis. So it's really there's nobody back there really to defend the rim. So if Jaren Jackson Jr. gets into foul trouble, you know, it could be a long night for them guys. But also too, can Anthony Davis stay healthy? You know, LeBron is counting on Anthony Davis to stay healthy throughout these playoffs. And if he can stay healthy throughout the playoffs, the Lakers feel like they got a chance. And I don't know, you know, we could say LeBron's in his 20th year in the league and all of this and that. I'm not too certain that some of these players want to run up against LeBron in these playoffs. I think that the man might be on a mission. When we get down to Sacramento and Golden State, wow, this is a hell of a matchup right here. You're talking about Mike Brown being the coach of Sacramento, who served under Steve Kerr, one of his good friends in the league. So he knows all them guys on Golden State. He knows them very well. And then for him to go to Sacramento and for them to have the type of season that they've had with all of those young players over there, and a lot of them young players, I mean, they're not household names whatsoever. So you're looking at like, man, how the hell does Sacramento win these games? How are they third in the West? How are they number one in offense efficiency in the league? When I know Sabonis and I know De'Aaron Fox, and I might know some few other players, but just off the top of my head, I know Sabonis and I know De'Aaron Fox, right? But, man, you talk about the defending champion, Golden State Warriors. And I think Philly Phil said this about when you get to the playoffs at this point in time, man, we can throw out that road record. I'm throwing the road record out. Now, I don't know if Wiggins is playing. I don't know if his baby mama got him in psychology or going to see a shrink or something right about now. I don't know.
Shrink.
But I do know this.
It's the reason for the playoffs, baby.
It's a reason for the playoffs. I do know this. Golden State has so much playoff experience. I'm picking Golden State in seven in this series, y'all. And I'm picking Golden State in seven because they got the playoff pedigree. They won four championships. They've seen it all. They've been through it all, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not sure that Sacramento is ready to take that step, that next step. And it's crazy for the West that the 1, 2, and 3 seeds in the West are being totally disrespected by a lot of people in the country, not thinking that they can get past their first round matchups. It's going to be a great series, but I'm going to go Golden State in seven. I think they're going to find a way to win one or two games on the road. They're going to have to. And if they can go in Sacramento in game one and steal game one, watch out. That Phoenix and the Clippers matchup, I'm going to go with Phoenix in six. I got Phoenix 4-2 against the Clippers. It's tough, man. You're talking about Devin Booker and Easy Money Sniper, just two of the best shooters, easy scorers in the game. My thing is, can they stay healthy? I think that's the thing for Phoenix. Can they stay healthy throughout the playoffs? You got three guys that's got serious asterisks next to their name as far as injury prone: Devin Booker, CP3, and Kevin Durant. And I think that is the one thing that's kind of picking – I think that's the one thing that's keeping anybody from picking Phoenix to come out of the West and to be a real threat as far as being an NBA champion is, can they be healthy? Can they stay healthy throughout these playoffs? If so, you would think that they would have a chance to be there. These are going to be some great opening round matchups in the West, and just the playoffs itself. We know that Milwaukee and Boston is on a collision course, and before, and as I stop talking and I hand the mic back over to you guys, I'll ask you guys, is there anybody in the West that has any type of chance against Milwaukee or Boston? Once again, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Street. But Green Eye, before you,
hey,
the
you
question
can't
that
be
you asked,
me like
you,
that on my show.
Can you answer what do you think first, and I'll give you my take. Do you think anybody has
once again,
Boston and Milwaukee?
Once again, it's a big if, and the reason why it's a big if is this. If Phoenix can get through the West and stay healthy, I think that they could potentially have a chance against Milwaukee or Boston. Anybody else, no matter who it is, even Denver, I don't know if they have a chance against either one of those teams, Milwaukee or Boston. I think it's the Eastern Conference championship to lose, to be honest with you guys, in my opinion.
Street! And as always, Green Eye, we appreciate your take, man. It was cold. It was cold. You know what I mean? And as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street! Hey, Green Eye, this one's for you.
I get high.
This for Bugsy Siegel, man. You know what I mean? Bugsy Siegel, Auntie, I love you. It's Throwback Thursday. You know what I mean? When we come back, we give you the big dummy of the day. Philly Phil, Z, BJ, Lil B. You know what I mean? My man out in AZ, I see you 602-387. Who is that, Rizzy? We got ICE. We got Ro. We got Styles of God. We in the building, baby. And you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
I see you. We in the streets, baby.
I'm in the zone all alone, motherfucker, case I'm dying at night. So I roll them up, back to back, fat as I could. You got beef with Styles P, I come to slatter the hood. Every day, every night, all the time. Every day, every night. Yo, I smoke like a chimney. Matter of fact, I smoke like a gun. When a killer sees his enemy, I smoke like Bob Marley did. Add to that, that I smoke like the hippies did back in the 70s. Spit with the finishing touch. Get this, that I'ma finish you before I finish the Dutch. I get high like the birds in the plains. I get high when bullets hit faces after words exchange. I get a rush off the blood on the walls. You understand, like the M5 pedal when it's touching the floor. I get high cause fuck it, what's better to do? And I'ma never give a fuck cause I'm better than you. Every day, every night, all the time, every day, every night, all the time. I'ma smoke till my lungs collapse. I'm from an era where niggas cause terror over guns and crack. Where dollar bill is powerful. I smoke weed cause time seems precious and I know what an hour do. High for a living, got to ride for a living. With my real gangster niggas that'll die for a living. Shit, I get as high as I could. Cause if you see things like I see things, I'ma die in the hood. Motherfucker, understand it's full surface to you. I don't smoke the weed if it ain't purple or blue. And you can name any rapper if you want, he could die. Anybody. This is SP jumping in you, bitch, I get high. Every day, every night.
get high like some dogs in the head.
Street!
We back in the building, Bib. You know what I mean? My voice, man. We had a big baseball game today. Shout out to my man, let him rest in peace, Johnny Roscoe. That was my baseball coach. And I'm going to tell you what he used to tell me. If you didn't perform, see, this is why generations and things like that. And I thought that maybe when you talk about clothes and you talk about shoes, I hope that old school coaching is brought back into play. And I hope that parents go back to being parents because it's coming to the forefront. And I hope that happens. I really do. Because Johnny used to tell us if we messed up, or he used to tell us, wear shorts under your game short, under your game pants. Because if you disrespect me and don't do what I ask you to do, I'm going to tell you, give me back my uniform, boy. Johnny Roscoe, rest in peace, Johnny. That saying that to say, shout out again to my middle school baseball team, man. We won today 14-0. We put up a no-hitter. You know, shout out to my man, Bobby, Terry Kona, man, because you know what I mean? You got to study this stuff, man. But again, what I always tell you guys, I don't coach the sport, kids. This sport is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. And we need to get back to that. And I know I'm going off track, but I had to put that in play because we are the streets, and that's something that's talked about within the sports realm from amateur to pro. You know what I mean? So. Just wanted to say that. So that to say this. It was a coach. And tell you this, he got on him. He didn't know he was being recorded. He got on the phone and got to talking racist. And I don't even want to play it for you. But he was relieved of his duty. You know, the thing about it is, I'm not even going to give him the satisfaction to say his name. But I just want you to know, world, that we got to be careful with who we send our kids to, white or black. You got coaches out here that are racist, white and black. We have to be careful. And this coach is resided down in Georgia. And I'm not going to reveal his name because I don't want to give him the satisfaction. But he was caught on video and on the phone making racial slurs about players and black women. And caught on tape, he'll never get a job again. So for the day, anonymous, I'm not going to give you satisfaction of your name, but just like you and a lot of others, don't get caught because you will be the big dummy of the day on the street. You big dummy. I couldn't do it. I can't say his name. I can't do it. Because I'll be giving him too much respect, man. But it's some coaches out here like
that. I don't know.
Man.
Yeah.
I want you to do the research.
Yeah.
That's that bullshit.
But I'm gonna tell you this: you being an official, you being an ICE, you being an official, don't you wish that parents would sit down? Don't you wish that your coaches would bring it back all about the players again, and not about them on the sideline being entertainment?
Right.
Where is that at again? That being said, T. Ridge, you got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Man, shout out to the fam. Y'all know how we get down on this throwback Thursday, man. Hey, happy birthday to my boy Blue. I'm about to go check out my boy Blue. You know what I'm saying? Got to put in for what I missed out on yesterday. Yeah, definitely get with y'all next week. We'll be on schedule. As long as Coach Boo Meeks don't have no games, we'll definitely be on, you know what I mean? But shout out to the fam one more again, to my boy June, to the wife and the kids, man. Come on with it. Go. Here with the grandbaby again. Yo, shout out to my boy Smooth, to my boy Dre. Hey, that's who I work with down there, so he might have been tuning in tonight, you know what I'm saying? Little Daddy, Big Hannah, North Park, Texas, stand up. Y'all know what we do. Come on, Dream Team. To my boy STG, the young one. My boy ICE. Come on, Big Brother Boo. And my boy OG the Buck. Y'all know I catch the next Wednesday. Boy, we get closer to 420. Oh, that's my thing. STG. Who do you shout out to, baby?
Man, STG in the streets, man. We got to get it to ICE. ICE, who you shouting out tonight, man?
Hey, man. Shout out to the Dream Team. In the house, throwback Thursday, baby. Hey, man. Hey, one of the speakers called in earlier said the play-in is exciting. Guess what, guys? It is, man. It is, man. I like it. Do separate. You'll see who really got it, and you see superstars. You can see superstars in the making. And, you know, Giddy and Shea Alexander, you know what I'm saying? You see some young guys, man. Watch out for Giddy, man. Guys, they ain't respecting that guy's game. He's 6'8", baby. Okay. The streets is talking, baby. Have a great day, everybody. Sky's the limit.
Street!
Hey, man, I want to
Big Brother Boy, who you talking about, too?
I'm giving a shout out to my man Lil B, man. He's been tuning in all night, man. I want to give him a shout out. He said that the West was the better conference, just like Philly Shield said. So I got to give him that nugget. You know what I mean? Respect to Lil B, man. Shout out to my man Philly Phil as usual. Green Eye, great call, man. D Mac, appreciate you. Ski, you know what I mean? My man BJ, JT, Rock, Sick, all my guys, man. Down here in the field, my man SJBZ, you know what I mean, Jonesy, I appreciate everybody calling in. And if you missed the show, go to blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, that's DA, the streets is talking. We will be changing up the show as we go, as it gets hot. So be on the lookout, be tuning in, you know what I mean, to the streets. We're going to change it up, you know. And again, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Street!
Pitching me rolling. Oh, I forgot.
I want to give a shout out to my nephew, man, Lil Mikey. His birthday Monday, man. That's my nephew. He had a soccer game tonight. He won 5-0. You see this DNA? You see how this goes?
We ain't nowhere.
You love you, little Mike.
Dream.
Let's do it. See you next week. He says roll.
Like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sai, Mogo, Mogren. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here.
Close your eyes and picture me rolling.
Street. A jiggadale, baby.